is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports the United States is boosting its military presence in the Middle East due to increased tensions.
A fighter jet squadron to the Middle East and maintained an aircraft carrier in the region. The move by the Pentagon comes as President Joe Biden made good on his promise to beef up the American military presence to help defend Israel from possible attacks by Iran and its proxies and safeguard U.S. troops. In a statement, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin also ordered additional ballistic missile defense-capable cruisers and destroyers to the European and Middle East regions. Steps are also being taken to send more land-based ballistic missile defense weapons there. I'm Norman Hall.
Thousands of mourners converged around the flag-draped coffin of Hamas-slain political chief Ismail Haniyeh and the Emirates of Qatar as the fallout from the death in an alleged Israeli attack surged with breathtaking speed. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports on unrest in Venezuela post the elections.
Masked assailants have ransacked a Venezuela opposition leader's headquarters as post-election tensions mount. The party of Maria Corina Machado said valuable documents and equipment were hauled away in the raid on her party headquarters. Images published by Machado's party on social media show several walls covered in black spray paint. The attack is the latest escalation of violence against opponents of Nicolás Maduro following the country's disputed presidential election. It comes as top officials, including Maduro himself, have threatened to arrest the opposition leader. Machado has gone into hiding as she seeks to rally Venezuelans and the international community to challenge the presidential election results. I'm Karen Chamas.
More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris greeted Americans freed from detention as they arrived at Joint Base Andrews, Maryland, following the largest Russia-West prisoner swap since the Cold War.
Masked assailants have...
The freed Americans who landed at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland included former U.S. Marine Paul Leland, who was serving a 16-year sentence on espionage charges that he denied. Also released was journalist Evan Gershkovich, a Wall Street Journal reporter who was accused in 2022 of spying for U.S. intelligence in Moscow, a charge he and his employer denied. The returnees also included Alsu Kermasheva, a Russian-American journalist sentenced to 6.5 years in prison, and Vladimir Kara-Mirza, who was serving 25 years for treason after saying Putin was bombing Ukrainian homes, hospitals, and schools. The trade was negotiated in secrecy with Russia, Germany, and three other countries for more than a year.
Several suspects arrested in violent protests that erupted after the fatal stabbing of three children in northwest England have appeared in court as officials brace for more clashes over the weekend. Prime Minister Keir Starmer has condemned the unrest and blamed it on far-right hatred. Nigerian police are on red alert and may seek the help of the military after protests against the cost of living and government issues turned violent into some cities. The Inspector General of Police said at least three protesters were killed in northern Kaduna State. Reuters, Vita Chan.
At least three protesters were killed in Nigeria's Kaduna State on Thursday, according to Reuters reporters. Police there say they fired tear gas at protesters and not live ammunition.
We are drawing the attention of the public since that some bad elements are trying to hijack this protest.
Protesters are angry with President Bola Tinubu's economic reforms, which have led to rampant inflation. They were inspired by protests in Kenya in June that led to the government scrapping planned tax increases. Tinubu says he understands the pain caused by his reforms, but claims that they are the only way to put Nigeria on a firm path to economic growth.
That is Reuters' Vita Chan reporting. Few Americans have high confidence in the Secret Service's ability to keep presidential candidates safe after last month's attempt on Donald Trump's life. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press Newark Center. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.